Hello everyone, I am Dr. CJ Varghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 235. Today we are going to discuss the remaining portion of the SBS of the lymph vessels and lymph nodes. We saw already the biological conflict in general and specifically related to those in specific parts of the body. Once the conflict of moderate self-devaluation occurs in the psychic level, during the conflict active phase, what happens in the conflict-related lymph vessels and lymph nodes is cell loss or necrosis, because they belong to the group of tissues derived from the new mesoderm. Now we are going to learn the healing phase symptomatology. During its first phase or PCLA, the lost tissue gets replenished through cell proliferation with swelling due to the fluid accumulation or edema in the healing area. As in the case of any other tissue in the healing, this swelling increases with water retention if there is abandonment conflict or existence conflict involving the kidney collecting tubules. Being a tissue of new mesodermal origin, bacteria can assist the healing process. This microbial repair may leave some byproducts that are cleared away by lymphocytes and other white cells. This understanding is contrary to the teachings of conventional medicine about an immune system that fights infections. At this phase, there may occur an inflammation also. Now we are going to understand another revolutionary knowledge from GNM. A moderate self-devaluation conflict or a conflict of loss of self-worth during the healing phase can affect lymph nodes also. Conventional medicine calls such an increase of cells in a lymph node as a cancer, Hodgkin's lymphoma. They consider this new growth as a metastatic cancer. With the knowledge of five biological laws of nature, we know that this cell increase is a replenishing process of the healing phase following the cell loss of the conflict active phase, and therefore the new cells cannot be regarded as cancer cells. Very often, such Hodgkin's lymphomas are found in the vicinity of other tumors that were surgically removed. They develop during the healing phase of the biological program of the lymph nodes following the resolution of the conflict of self-devaluation created by the diagnosis of a cancer like that of colon or breast. A cyst in the pharyngeal ducts on the left or right side of the neck is often called by conventional medicine as non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. They believe wrongly that it is a tumor of the cervical lymph node. Dr. Hammer found out the reality that it has got nothing to do with the SBS of the lymph nodes of the neck. Similar to this is another confusion created by conventional medicine called lymphocytic leukemia that we studied under the program of the bones and joints. In fact, lymphocytes are white blood cells originated from the stem cells of the bone marrow and not produced in the lymph nodes. They migrate from the bone marrow to the lymph nodes via the lymph. These lymphocytes make up the lymphoid tissue. In the case of a lymphoma, the lymphocytes count is therefore elevated. In lymphocytic leukemia, there is no swelling of lymph nodes, only the count of lymphoblasts is increased. Here again, the specific location where the lymphoma occurs is related to the specific self-devaluation conflict. For example, if the lymphoma is found in the armpit or axilla, it means that a relationship self-devaluation conflict is resolved. If found in the right side, it is associated with the partner, and if in the left side, it is associated with mother-child if the individual is right-handed. It is common to find women develop lymphomas in the axillary nodes along with a tumor in the breast. Next worry conflict causes glandular breast cancers. Suppose the lady has a guilt feeling that I failed as a mother or as a partner, this relationship Self-devaluation conflict can cause the development of lymphomas in the axillary lymph nodes. Most common cause of lymphomas in the axillary lymph nodes is due to the diagnosis of a breast cancer or due to the imagination of an amputated breast. Here again, the self-devaluation conflict is getting healed, specifically involving the axillary nodes close to the affected breasts. These developments of nearby lymph nodes are, for the conventional medicine, metastasized cancers from the breast cancers. These sorts of lymphomas in the nearby lymph nodes are most frequently met with in the case of cancers, and that is the main supportive argument for metastasis theory by conventional medicine. Friends, we will continue with the healing phase symptoms and signs of the SBS of lymph vessels and lymph nodes tomorrow also. As always, my best wishes are with you. I am Dr. CJ Varghese from Kerala, India.